Hello, this is Lynn Francisco coming to you from the North Carolina State Fair. Just walking around, hoping to make my way over to where the Village of Yesteryear is, because that's where all the really cool crafting stuff is. Lots of yarn work, lots of needlework, and other related crafts. So I'm really looking forward to heading over there. I'll just let you listen to the sounds of the fair. Lots of rides, passing by some of that. Passing by a roller coaster right now. We're probably going to be hearing the screams of the people anytime soon. They have this ride right next to the Green NC tent. And so whenever my friends were giving their presentations in the Green NC auditorium, you could hear people screaming, and that's the reason why. That ride is right next to the tent. And something that looks like a bunch of spinning, well, not really teacups, little spinning boats, really, is more like it. Then, of course, you have all of the foods. Just coming up to one that's selling French fries, sausages, corn dogs. Right across is Chan's Original Chicken on a Stick. So you've got the egg rolls and all your other typical Chinese stir-fried stuff. Butter boots. Ooh, and a vendor selling some really, really nice looking fleece. Hats, scarves, jumpers and the like. Purses. And hats with the little ear flaps. Oh, and then, of course, the huge fair staple, the giant turkey legs. Guess I'll admit I got one, but I couldn't even finish, like, maybe an eighth of it. There was just no way. They were so huge. Fried mini donuts, French waffles, and funnel cakes. Oh, yes, you can't have a fair without funnel cakes, of course. Passing by a line of kids waiting to get their faces painted. And then, of course, a place where you could get popcorn, cotton candy, and candy apples. You can't have a fair without those. Definitely not. It smells very much like fried food here. Very, very tempting. Now, here's something very interesting. Something called an ice slide. I've never seen anything like it before, but it looks like you've got people up at the top just waiting to slide down. Looks like fun. And it looks like kids, both big and small, big I mean adults, are enjoying that particular ride as well. Lots and lots of people waiting at McBride's giant turkey legs. That's where I got my turkey leg earlier today. It's really, really good. I mean, one would think, oh, you know, turkey leg, roasted. Yeah, how could that be any good? But they do something to it. It actually tastes pretty good. It was pretty juicy, too. Really nice. And I suspect there will be enough turkey leg meat on there to last me for a couple of days. It really, really was a lot.
In a strange way, yeah.
Now we have the spinning teacups. Really, really cool. Almost reminds you of Disneyland, actually. More food places. Pig picking type of place. Oh my. Deep fried Oreos and footlong corn dogs. Uh-huh. Yeah. Alright, so I'm just walking past the ice slide ride right now. And of course looming in the background is the giant Ferris wheel. It all looks lovely at night. Really, really like the way it's all lit. So I'm just making my way through the fair. And I'll just let you listen to all the sounds that I'm experiencing. And of course, what's a fair without a giant carousel? So I'm coming to it right now. Let's just listen to it for a bit.